Hi there. My name's
Satire.
And I've just finished making
a stupid
new educational
sound collage.
This is the moment I've been waiting for. I know it's going to be splendid.
My parents warned me about this.
This represents imminent danger for sure.
Watch out for this one.
Besides being ugly, satire.
So his work is illegal.
And it's a little confusing at times.
You will find that you will become one with your surroundings. You will live in perfect harmony with
Johnny Mathis.
Ask for Land O'Lakes Pig Perk 1540 from your cooperative today.
Or else you're going to die here.
Right from the start, let me say that we're not going to suggest that there is only one way to sell.
Infants, children, adolescents, and young adults.
I would suggest
get into spells, into witchcraft, and to serve demon powers.
I've spent a great deal of time over the past year
sitting around, reading guns and ammo, masturbating in feces.
And so should you.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
I'm going to give you a spanking.
I'm going to take off my shirt.
I'm going to do the circus.
I'm glad he's gone.
So are we.
Well, I am not.
I'm not asking you.
I declare before God and on my honor that in my opinion
something strange is going on.
You'll declare
your bathroom never really looks clean without
razor blades taped to toothbrushes.
Bumper stickers declare I'm possessed by
Johnny Mathis.
Or did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. Well,
let's get Mikey.
Hi, I'm Mike Wallace.
And you're carrying a plastic baby.
Yes, I am.
Doing this will help in preventing unnecessary injury.
And he greased his pigtail until it was so shiny it hurt your eyes to look at it.
The carrot juice worked.
Buy two bottles and get
cancer of the penis.
What a deal.
This deal sucks.
That reminds me of
sucking on an old rock.
Suddenly, right out of the blue,
a mysterious shadow crept over the valley.
Hello.
I'm Margie Fincham.
I had to run for my life.
And something dreadful happened.
One or two of the boldest rats jumped on me and smelt the meat juices on the cloth.
Oh, fuck.
The rats swarmed all over his body.
That sounds like it sucks.
Biting fingers, crawling over his mouth, and nibbling upon the
body parts, including his genitals.
Until this happened.
He started throwing shards of glass.
Well, I've noticed something else which could be dangerous in this room.
What is that?
Food.
Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you stuff it in your face. Don't stuff it in your face.
I'm hungry.
When you're hungry for a great candy bar,
take an onion and do this.
You stick it under your chin.
Then leave it.
If you listen carefully, you might even hear
any sound that is not
creamy and sweet.
Who's that making that funky noise?
Mr. Gus Morrison.
He was in the exact same position his father was in before his death.
Mostly. They could live in your house, maybe, but mostly in England. Late at night, they move around the house.
Then move on to the next.
Next, it's time to flush.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Now that it's well lubricated, I'm going to take out my tool.
I just hope no one asks me what I'm doing here.
What are you doing here?
I'm holding this thing in my hands.
When a gang of giddy goons appeared.
George Washington and Abe Lincoln.
Just as the goons were about to get him, he swung his sword. The giddy goons were no longer giddy. They weren't goons anymore either.
They were trying to sleep on beds of hay.
But they have failed.
Now shut up! God damn you!
No, I think it's interesting that he was able to mobilize his defenses and to deny that he did have those feelings at the time. Are you unhappy?
No.
Me neither.
Good, thought Dick.
How would you like to go fuck yourself?
I will do just that.
Now we have to wipe ourselves.
Or have intercourse.
Maybe you'd rather have pastrami.
I don't want any.
What would you like me to give you?
A laxative that helps toward normal regularity.
Go ahead. Give it to me.
Hey, you really want it? You asked for it!
Here it is.
This is all very gratifying. Thank you.
Thanks, girl.
Thanks to Pizza Hut.
Thank you, Loxley Mendoza.
Thank God for Super Libido Formula.
1 10½-ounce can of Manhattan-style clam chowder
should be allowed to air out after each use. It should also be sprayed with Lysol.
Just spray and wipe.
It's that easy.
No, it won't be easy.
I'll take it easy.
Listen, you guys, as we close tonight, I just want to share a scripture with you. The book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse number 20, Jesus says something very interesting. He says,
my head is full of straw, and people think I'm a fool.
Whenever I read these words of Jesus, I think of one of our own people, our friend
Johnny Mathis.
And that, my children, is the story. Did you like it?
I did not.
Good night, children. Good night.